InfoWars, InfoWars.com, Band-Out Video, The Alex Jones Show. Ever heard it? Thing we do. Might have changed the world a little bit even. Wow, okay. So I'm following up one of the most epic Alex Jones shows in a long time. Nobody expected that. Did you expect that? And look, I got, you know, in a way it was actually quite refreshing with everything we've had to deal with and talk about in the last 24 hours. Dealing with the Trump verdict. But we'll get into that. We'll give you all the angles. We got guests coming up today. It is the last Friday of the month. And so, as is tradition here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, on this Friday, May 31st, 2024, we will be taking calls from veterans. We have veteran guests coming up. We're going to kind of make a special exception. We have a guest coming up who's a Border Patrol veteran. So usually we just have military veterans. We're going to have a Border Patrol veteran here to talk about what's going on at the border, why he left his post. And then I got a bunch of border news too. We do have some geopolitical news. I'm going to take calls from veterans. Your response to the verdict yesterday. And there's so many different angles to get into. But there's still this weird complacency that we see from the Republican Party and in a way the conservative establishment. And if you remember yesterday, I said this is going to be my most interesting observation in the next 24 hours is what is the kind of conservative establishment, Republican establishment, what is that response going to be? Is this going to kick them into gear? Are their survival instincts going to kick in? Is there going to be a sense of urgency? And I would say it's about 50-50. In some instances, in some cases, yep, this has kind of been it, that watershed moment for them to finally come to grips with the reality of the criminal cabal that runs our country. But then you get the pathetic response from the likes of Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, the Republican leader in the House, just utterly pathetic. Just utterly pathetic. And Mitch McConnell's response almost doesn't even ping on the radar. It was so low energy. It's like it wasn't even a blip on the radar. It was such a nothing. So we'll get into all that. But I've also been paying attention, obviously, to talk radio, hearing people that are calling in, hearing some of the other hosts. And there's no doubt, you know, the audience at InfoWars, this audience on this show, we've understood the reality of the criminal cabal that we live under. Many people now, since the verdict, are finally starting to get the reality of that. This kind of untouchable illusion, which is the blatant corruption, but it's kind of like, well, it's just government, it's just standard corruption, whatever. This is truly a criminal cabal. It's the deep state. It's the Democrat Party. That's not to give the Republican Party a pass. It's the Democrat Party doing this right now. And to see what they've done to Trump here on 34 charges of guilt with no crime. They can't even identify the crime. And the crime that they identify is already past the statute of limitations and is not even a felony. And then they say, well, we'll tie it into some federal election crime. And they haven't even done that. And they won't even bring up the federal election lawyers. But see, it's even worse than that. It's Hillary Clinton that made payments for quote unquote hush money. It's Bill Clinton that made payments for quote unquote hush money. It's a $17 million earmark of money in Congress to pay out hush money to silence accusers of congressmen and women. Oh, but it's Donald Trump. He's the only one that's ever guilty of anything ever of all time.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Yesterday, and I did a 3-hour stream of this last night taking calls. I spent another 3 hours of other people's responses. I spent a bunch of time today. Normally when I'm at the gym, I'm listening to heavy metal music. I was listening to talk radio, scrolling through AM radio, scrolling through Sirius XM, listening to callers. So I've got a really good finger to the pulse on the American people's response. We've also got the response from some of the Republican leadership. So we can get into that as well. We've seen the support for Trump obviously come in literally in record numbers when it comes to fundraising. So I'm going to try to lay it all out here. And give you all the different angles. So the political implications, the legal implications, and how truly you could even say in a way that this reshapes the political landscape in a very drastic way. And I think that that's true, maybe a permanent way. And one of the debates that is ongoing is, well, what do Republicans do in response? And when I'm watching what's considered the conservative establishment media, it's about a 50-50 split from people that really have a sense of urgency and are getting hardcore with this versus those that are still just pretending it's par for the course and you know, we're still comfortable here. If you're still comfortable after this, then there's something wrong with you. Then there's something wrong with you. And that's not to say, hey, don't enjoy your weekend. You know, don't frown as you're eating your barbecue this weekend, or we can't even have some fun on the last hour of the Alex Jones show today, or I got some family in town this weekend. We've got some activities planned. I'm going to have a good time and I'm going to smile on my face, and that's fine. So it's not to say that we can't enjoy life, but it's to say that if you're not shaken by what they can do to Trump, if you're not shaken at this corruption, if a new sense of urgency, if a new survival instinct, politically, patriotically hasn't kicked in for you, then there's something wrong with you. Then you still don't get it and you're in la la land. And so, well, what does that mean? That means it's going to have to get worse, folks. And so maybe we start there. Will they put Donald Trump in jail? Will they put Donald Trump in jail? From somebody that's been through it before, and knows that you can't trust the government when they're politically persecuting you at all, I'm saying 51% Donald Trump is going to jail. Now here's kind of the legal breakdown of it. So I think it's 180 years in prison or whatever, and this is what they do. It's like the max punishment for this one crime is 4 or 8 years. But since it's 34, it's a multiplier. And so that's how they get that number. And so they're saying, well, okay, 34 times 4, or 34 times 8, whatever it is, 100 years in prison. It doesn't matter. It's life. So forget about the number of years. It's life. Now, obviously, this is going to go to an appeal, but the appellate court in Manhattan is not going to rule in favor of Trump. And I mean, I'm not big into identity politics, but I'll just tell it as it is. The entire Manhattan appeals court is 5 black women. Do you think they're conservatives? Do you think they're conservatives? Do you think Trump has a chance there? So probably not. So this is bound for the Supreme Court. So in that appeal process, which will take years, after whatever goes on with the sentencing in July, that's going to be the standard for his appeal, whether it's in prison or whether it's all this probation. We find that out on July 11th, but it ultimately comes down to the judge. Now, here's why I say from experience, I'd say 51% Trump's going to jail. You can't trust the government. They do not act in good faith. And I don't know if Trump's lawyers get this yet, to be honest. And I this is not even an attack on them or their character or their knowledge or their experience. I'm sure it's all great. They've just never been through this before. We here at InfoWars have. I personally have. So if they're having negotiations with the prosecuting attorneys, and the prosecuting attorneys, the U.S. attorneys, are saying, oh, we're not going to go for jail time. We're not going to go for jail time. Just follow the gag order. Just tell Trump not to say this and not to do that, and to cooperate here and cooperate there. Then we won't press for jail time. Well, that's the exact same thing they told my attorney and me. And what happened to me? I got sentenced to 2 months. The government recommended 4 months. So to Trump's attorneys, if you're in negotiations, which of course to some extent they are, if you're in negotiations with the U.S. attorneys and they're saying we will not ask the judge for jail time, you better get that in writing and get that signed, sealed, and delivered, or it doesn't mean jack crap. Now, here's how it's typically gone. And this is not even necessarily just with the political persecution. This is why conservatives need to understand the issue of justice reform and not play this game of, oh, well, the left is doing all this justice reform, so we're not for justice reform. No. We should be for justice reform because it's a severely messed up system. And now you have a huge marketability politically on this issue with Trump going through it. The prosecutors want a high conviction rate. That's why they always overcharge and then get you to take a plea deal. Because you don't want to spend your life in prison for a small crime, so you take a plea deal, you get a little thing, they get their conviction rate. The judge usually likes incarceration rates high as well. Fill the prisons. So that's the approach, whether it's Donald Trump, Owen Schroyer, or any Joe Schmo out there. The approach is from the prosecutors, high conviction rate. The approach from the bench, the judge, high incarceration rate. So that same standard is going to apply to Donald Trump. Now, whether they have the desire to put him in jail, because this is obviously a much bigger story than anybody else, that's a different question. But the prosecutors will likely recommend something heinous, probably jail time. And then it'll be up to the judge to decide. And what they've kind of been doing, and I guess if you look at the January 6th standard, and it's all over the map depending on the judge, but the one consistency is that the prosecutors go for everything, and then the judge gives them about half. Now, that standard to Trump still means life in jail. That might be too big. But again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with this judge other than the obvious blatant political persecution. We don't know if the desire is to put Trump in jail or not, or if the desire is to just have the headline you know, felon Trump. So I suppose we'll find that out on July 11th. So they'll either put him in jail pending appeal, which means he'd be in jail potentially for years, but obviously during the rest of the campaign to the election, or they'll release him on appeal, pending appeal, and he'll have some probationary standards. I guess the gag order is still there. That's what they're saying. It's a little unconventional, but this whole thing is. So he'll have a gag order, and then there'll be all kinds of other restrictions on him. Travel restrictions. I mean, I don't know. They might just drug test him too. I mean, this is just what they've done to me. So I'm just laying out all the potentials here. And I'm not the only one. It's Peter Navarro. It's other J6 defendants. There's a standard to go off of here. And there's also another standard when it's just not even political persecution. This is just how the system works. So there'll be some sort of a probation if they don't put him in jail. I'd say 51% he's going to jail, 49% he's not going to jail. And if he's released on bail, then he'll have all kinds of weird probation standards. Maybe they don't let him travel, you know, like a travel restriction like I have. Maybe they don't let him have access to his bank accounts, or they have a review of his bank accounts. I mean, they've done that to me and others. So, I mean, these are just the options floating on the table. So that's just kind of your basic legal stuff that's going on. Now, you have a hearing coming up next month in Florida that's going to expose how the Biden White House is behind the entire documents case. And who knows what might else could be revealed in the Biden White House being involved in this case, and then what implications that might have moving forward. You also have the presidential immunity case moving forward in the Supreme Court, which I think the Democrats are expecting a decision that's going to favor Trump there, and that's why they're going after Justice Alito and others. So there's some other things in the works, but I think those are the main things to cover as far as the legal issues are concerned. So now let's get into the political ramifications. Without a doubt, this has been good for Trump politically. His poll numbers are up. His fundraising numbers are up. So that is without a doubt. Now, I kind of sit here and I see this and it doesn't move my meter at all, to be honest. Because to me, Trump is already on pace to win the 2024 election. It's not like he's going to get enough voters to overcome Biden now. He already has that. So the only thing that might move the meter on that deal is, I mean, Trump might have to get 100 million votes to win. Then they'll say Biden got 101. So I don't know. All bets are off as far as what the Democrats are going to do to try to actually defeat Trump at the ballot box when we all know they have no chance. But to me, okay, the fundraising is nice. Let's hope they can spend it well. The political support is nice. Let's see how that manifests aside from just an election, which Trump is already on pace to win. So between now and then, the next 158 days, is it going to become even more obvious that Trump is more popular? Does it become more obvious that Trump is on pace to beat Biden? And it looks like the Democrats are going to have to commit to Biden because they're doing this fake convention, this digital convention to swear him in, because if they don't do it before the 90-day period or 180-day period or whatever it is in Ohio, then he can't get on the ballot. So they're going to do a real digital convention to swear Joe Biden in as the nominee, and then they're going to have the fake convention in Chicago, which all hell is going to break loose because you're going to have people that don't even want Biden. You're going to have protests outside, but they're going to have already nominated him because they butchered it so bad with the timing. But there's no doubt the poll numbers are up for Trump. He had a record fundraising night last night, a record, small donations and some big. It was $35 million when the headlines were being printed earlier today. So that number is probably closer to 50 now. So that's fine. Let's hope Trump can use that money, or the Trump campaign can use that money wisely. They need to be airing the most hardcore commercials. I see them on social media all the time. In case you haven't noticed, 80% of social media is Trump supporters, at least on the platforms where they're not banned. So putting these ads on social media is fine, but you're talking to your base. You need to be playing these ads during the NBA finals. And then if they reject you, then that's a news story. You need to be playing these ads during the NHL Stanley Cup. And then if they reject you, that's a news story. You need to be playing these ads on local news. You need to be playing whatever the top TV shows are. I don't even know. What are the top TV shows? Game shows, whatever. You need to be airing these ads. You need to be spending half of the money that Trump has raised in the last 24 hours needs to be spent on getting all these great ads that you only see on social media and getting them on television, getting them in the Stanley Cup games, getting them in the NBA Finals games, getting them on the top television shows, game shows. Because putting them on social media has barely any real value. Other than hyping up your base, it doesn't move the needle. Yeah, the websites were crashing last night because there was so much money coming in. And who knows, maybe there's a DDoS attack on it as well. They probably hack attacked it. Doesn't matter. The coffers are filled. It's time to make a big move. And, I mean, really, Trump needs to have a rally at Madison Square Garden. And I understand the concept of, well, the Democrats are going to false flag, and that's a big issue. That's true. That's true. But see, if we, I have to think about this. If the Trump campaign sits on its hind legs saying, well, we can't do anything because the Democrats are going to have a violent false flag, well, then they've kind of served their purpose. So I think you do have a big rally. I'd shoot for Madison Square Garden. And you do have a big rally, but you overemphasize peace and love and unity to a nauseating degree and get a bunch of security. The New York Police Department loves Donald Trump. You'll have the Secret Service. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a chore, but I would say it's necessary. Now, there's no signs that that's going to happen, so whatever. It might just be a pipe dream. But you could actually fill Madison Square Garden with this momentum if you made the announcement. And he did a press conference this morning. Trump, that is, did a press conference this morning. Biden gave a speech, too. We may just play that whole thing. It's about 15 minutes. But the Trump press conference this morning was, there's nothing new there. There's nothing new. He's speaking to people that he's assuming have never heard him speak before, but now they're going to listen because of it. Now, when it comes to the committed centrist, the committed neutral American, I would say like an Elon Musk, this is certainly going to move them to publicly support Donald Trump. And we've already seen the signs of this with Musk potentially maybe having a role in the Trump administration. And now Musk saying he's going to have a stage, he's going to have an ex town hall with Donald Trump. So that just shows where this is all going. But for those that aren't convinced that this is all political and a total sham, is there any hope for them anymore? What do we do about that section of America? What do we do about that class of Americans that aren't convinced that this entire thing is a sham? This tweet was seen 5 million times when I printed it earlier. The Clintons, zero charges or trials. Hunter Biden, zero charges or trials. Anthony Fauci, zero charges or trials. Epstein clients, zero charges or trials. COVID criminals, zero charges or trials. DC war criminals, zero charges or trials from End Wokeness. 5 million views in less than 24 hours. And so that's what people get. And if you don't get that, then again, what hope do I have for you? You're either completely filled with hate or you're just not interested in reality. But it's even worse. It's Hillary Clinton that's had hush payments. But you say, well, she wasn't president. Okay, fine. What about Bill Clinton? How about Bill Clinton's? This was public. There's no secrecy here. There's nothing behind the scenes here. This was all public. Here's the public press conference. Bill Clinton pays Paula Jones $850,000 to drop her sexual harassment lawsuit. Give me clip one.
What happened? Well, we're very pleased we reached a settlement. The president does not want to spend one more minute on this matter. The American people have made it very, very clear that they want the president and they want Congress to spend their time on the problems they were elected to solve. And this is a step in that direction. Fortunately, a new counsel for Ms. Jones satisfied the conditions which we had, one of which was assuring us in writing that Mr. Hirschfeld's money was off the table and was no part of any settlement, and that and some other conditions were met, and as a result, we were able to reach a settlement. The settlement number was $850,000. I don't know how that will be distributed. I understand Ms. Jones' legal fees are $3 or $4 million, but that's not my problem. That's a problem they'll have to work out.
So there's your Clinton hush money. Here's Paula Jones showing off her check to the public in clip two.
There's the check.
And show them the check. Raise
There's
it.
The check.
It's your check.
Paula's not going to be saying anything. Her attorneys are here today. So kind of officially, I think what we...
And the doctor says, Palmer, why so much? He says, I have to buy a new faucet. It's $25.
So,
well, our agreement had a payment of money, $700,000, plus a statement by the president redeeming Paula Jones's reputation.
And what's your understanding of this agreement?
It's a cash payment of $850,000.
Okay. All right. And I guess we should not go without mentioning the Congressional Hush Money Fund. $17 million. Congressional hush money fund, $17 million. So Trump's payments never equated to anything near those numbers. But let's be perfectly clear. They went after Trump with the Peepygate hoax. They failed. They went after Trump with the Russiagate hoax. They failed. They went after Trump with the first impeachment hoax, second impeachment hoax, and failed. So this is where they're at. And they finally lined up the stars with Trump out of office, with a corrupt district attorney, a corrupt judge, and corrupt prosecutors, corrupting the jury, corrupting the entire process to charge Trump on 34 accounts so that they can say Trump is a felon. So that's what you have going on. Now, we got some more responses coming up. I do want to open the phone lines, but we'll look at some of these other responses, the responses from Speaker Mike Johnson, Congressional Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, and others. But this is such obvious political persecution. Anybody that doesn't see that now is either a liar, a hater, or both.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. Tom. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Look at some of the responses here. Maybe the most pathetic of them all, Mitch McConnell. Are you ready for this? Brace yourself. Brace yourself for this one. These charges never should have been brought in the first place. I expect the conviction to be overturned on appeal. That's it. That's your statement from Minority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell. I think I've had farts with more passion than that. So that's what you get from the Senate leadership on the Republican side. Worthless. Totally worthless. Mike Johnson. Just another worthless statement. Today is a shameful day in American history. Democrats cheered as they convicted the leader of the opposing party on ridiculous charges predicated on the testimony of a disbarred convicted felon. This was a purely political exercise, not a legal one. The weaponization of our justice system has been a hallmark of the Biden administration, and the decision today is further evidence that the Democrats will stop at nothing to silence dissent and crush their political opponents. And so what are you doing about it, Speaker? That's right, nothing. The American people see this as lawfare, and they know it is wrong and dangerous. Ooh. President Trump will rightfully appeal this absurd verdict, and he will win. Wow. Nice. So you admit the whole thing is rigged, and then you think he's just going to win. They're not going to rig the election. You're a joke. You're a joke. Here's the joker, Mike Johnson on Fox News with a just as lacking in enthusiasm clip 4.
I'm telling you that the people see right through it. I've been all across the country, north, south, east, west. Doesn't matter whether I'm in a blue state or a red state. People are disgusted by this. They right. see exactly what's happening. Old charges, a tainted judge. I mean, think of it. In the last couple of weeks, they've been apoplectic. They want Justice Alito to be recused from, you know, future cases and proceedings because his wife flew a flag at their house. This judge on this case in Manhattan was an open Biden supporter, an open, you know, activist, a political activist, and no one cared about that. So Mr. the double Speaker. Standard is clear. Everybody sees it.
You're the Speaker of the House. You are one of the most powerful men in Washington, D.C. You have a majority in the House. You have a lot of things you could do. You had a lot of things that you already could have done. And what have you done? What have you done since the verdict? Nothing. Nothing. I am a talk show host and a political prisoner. My crew work 10 hours a day. The people that listen to this show, they have families, they're teachers, they're mailmen, they're truck drivers, they're construction workers, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're nurses. They work for a living. You are the Speaker of the House. You are in political power. You have been elected, and you sit there on your X account and on Fox News, and you pretend like you have just as much power to do something about this as me or my crew or the audience of this show. What a joke. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment. I'd rather have Kevin McCarthy at this point. I'd rather have Kevin McCarthy now than Mike Johnson, and it's not even close. I bet even McCarthy would actually try to do something. This guy will do nothing. He probably called Chuck Schumer and asked for permission to do the interview. He could have shut this whole thing down months ago. And now he's going to go on Fox News and talk about how corrupt it all is. No shit, Sherlock. Welcome to the party. Except you're the Speaker of the House. Our job is to elect you. Your job is to do something. What an embarrassment. How does Trump end up convicted? How does Trump end up in this court and convicted and charged and maybe put in prison? Because of people like Mike Johnson. That's how. Oh, yeah. And then his big idea. What's his big idea? Trump will win. Oh, that's your big idea. That's your big idea, is it? I got news for you. Trump already won. And look at what's happening. Your big idea is Trump will win? What an embarrassment. Can we get Thomas Massie for speaker? Today's conviction, this is from Massie. Today's conviction was a weaponization of the judicial system, but there is more to come. Alvin Bragg is funded by the state of New York, but Jack Smith is funded by the U.S. Congress led in the House by Mike Johnson, who refuses to defund the next sham conviction of Trump. Well, Trump will win, he says. Oh, just like he won before? That's your big idea? You're going to rely on that? Hey, everything's rigged against Trump, but don't worry, he'll win the election. Interesting logic. You want to talk about a viral tweet? How about 43 million views. How about 43 million views as of last night from Geiger Capital? The first felony conviction of a former U.S. president wasn't for the Iraq or Afghanistan wars, illegal CIA coups, drone striking weddings, or spying on Americans.
It was because Trump misclassified a $130,000 payment for a porn star's NDA, which he didn't even do that. Cohen did that. Tells you everything you need to know. And Cohen was also skimming money off the top, too. And it all came out in the courtroom, and so Trump's guilty. Elon Musk responds. Indeed, great damage was done today to the public's faith in the American legal system. If a former president can be criminally convicted over such a trivial matter motivated by politics rather than justice, then anyone is at risk of a similar fate. So, look, I'm rightfully frustrated over this. You're rightfully frustrated over this because we've realized this for a long, long time. Many of us have actually been through it. So for people to sit there now, like Elon Musk, maybe the smartest man alive, and for him to say, oh, wow, look, the criminal justice system is rigged. Really? But again, you have to realize not everybody lives the life you live. They're not interested in the information you're interested in. They're just living their own life. But now everybody sees it. Everybody sees it. And it's not such a risk to call it out. J.D. Vance calls for Judge Merchan and his daughter to be subpoenaed so GOP can investigate them. Absolutely. Absolutely that should happen. Mike, Senator Mike Lee has signed this with J.D. Vance, Eric Schmidt, Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, Roger Marshall, Marsha Blackburn, Tommy Tuberville. Strongly worded statements are not enough. Those who turned our justice system into a political cudgel must be held accountable. We are no longer cooperating with any Democrat legislative priorities or nominations, and we invite all concerned senators to join our stand. So this is where there should be a serious debate, and it might be going on, where you have state attorneys general, governors that are Republicans, and you ask yourself, you know, we've been playing from the moral high ground. We've been playing from the ethical high ground. We know what danger we're in here if we engage in the same tactics as Democrats. But now they've gone beyond the pale. They've crossed the Rubicon. If there's a red line, what is it? So what do you do now? If you're state's attorneys general or governors or senators that are Republicans, is it time to give the Democrats a taste of their own medicine? That's the question. Did you start suing every Democrat for anything? Joe Biden? Only one person voted to impeach Joe Biden. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene. Maybe it's time for that to change. We understand the dangers of that. That's why it hasn't been done. But maybe it's time to start talking about that.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
But he just sits there and just takes blow after blow after blow after blow after blow because he knows as soon as he turns it on, it's over. And he just takes blow after blow after blow after blow and then finally says, all right, that's enough. And it's just boom. You ever seen that? And then all the observers around are kind of like, you know, you deserve that. Yeah, you're out on the floor bleeding now. Yeah, look at you. You're concussed now. Yeah. Look at you. Your teeth are dangling out of your mouth now. Yep, you deserve that. You ever seen that? That feels like where we're at right now. Now, I don't have many high expectations for the Republicans, but let's be clear. There are people in the Republican Party that actually care about this country, and there are people in positions of power in the Republican Party that I think are not corrupt. So I think that they have to take a look in the mirror, and they have to sit down and have a real come to Jesus moment and say, what is our line in the sand here? What is our red line here? Is it Trump in jail? Is it Trump assassination? Did it just get crossed with this guilty verdict? What is it? And then what do we do in response? I mean, give me a break. Donald Trump with a $130,000 hush money payment that he didn't even know anything about, and Cohen ran the whole thing? That they just, oh, we're just tying it to an election crime, and then they can't even tell you the crime? That's the big thing. What about Henry Cuellar? What about Bob Menendez? What about all the evidence the House Oversight Committee has on the Biden crime family? You're telling me Republicans couldn't swing back with one swing and knock out Biden or Menendez or Cuellar politically? Now, you know, I was going to play Biden's speech. You know what's funny about the speech is the only real important parts of it were the beginning and the end. Now, he did say, oh, it's dangerous to say the case was rigged. You can't say the case was rigged. That's dangerous. So is that the sign that's going to be the new speech that they ban? You can't say the thing was rigged. You can't say the election was stolen. You can't say the vaccines don't work. Is that the new thing? So actually, I don't even want to play the speech. We got guests coming up, and I'd rather talk to the guests and take calls and get in some other news. But the beginning and the end were actually the most important part, because it shows you what a joke this guy is and how he has no clue what's even going on. Truly, he doesn't. Now, he's the president. He's supposedly running things, so we kind of treat it like that, but we all know he ain't running jack crap. So here he is. I mean, certainly one of the biggest press conferences, considering he never speaks at a press conference. And you got the situation developing in Israel. You got the situation developing with Trump. But see, this was all timely. Oh, you're over here talking about Trump. And look, the kind of older left is falling for this. The younger left that's really just focused on the Palestine issue is not moved by this at all. But see, it's strategic. It's strategic that he kind of, oh, I'm responding to the Trump thing, but then it's really kind of about what's going on in Israel and the funding and the pier, and it's bad that the citizens are being killed, but we have to support Israel. And so it's just kind of like, oh, we just kind of bury that, and you know, we'll go out and we'll make our statement, but but it's kind of covered up by the whole Trump thing. So here's Biden reaching the podium. Tell me how serious this guy is.
Just checking this afternoon. Good afternoon.
So first thing he does is check his watch and make a joke about how he doesn't know what time it is.
New York City.
Now, I don't see the CPAP marks on his face, so maybe he didn't just get up from a nap. But that's good. Toss him off.
Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself.
Toss him off. And then the end. Guys, play for me the end when he walks off the podium and the just utter embarrassment. There's all these crazy conspiracy theories. It's not Joe Biden. It's a man in a mask. And look, the world is so crazy. I don't even blame you if you believe that. Who knows? Maybe sometimes I might even think it. But it's the moments like this when you realize, no, that's really Joe Biden, and he really has no clue what's going on. And he's up there barely able to read off a teleprompter, and they have him hiding for the majority of his time as the president. And they say, oh, well, he's spending a lot of time on vacation. Whatever. Whatever they do when he's on quote-unquote vacation. Now, they have the digital nomination on, it's coming up in August. Right before the actual, yeah, you're almost there, guys. Yeah, this is good. So they have they have to do a virtual nomination in the first week of August. Because the convention, which is in mid-August, is too late for him to qualify for the Ohio ballot. So they're having a virtual convention in August, first week of August, And then they're going to have the real, which will be the fake convention now, mid-August in Chicago, which all hell is going to break loose. But all of this is after the first debate. So, guys, go ahead and watch Joe Biden. Play the clip. Watch Joe Biden not knowing where he is, getting confused, turning back to grin at the media. So he starts it with a crap-eating grin. He ends it with a crap-eating grin. This guy's a joke. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, can you tell us, sir, Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that, sir?
Now he stops, dazed, confused, disoriented.
Do you think the conviction will have an impact on the campaign?
Laughs at the media, kind of listens for a second.
We'd love to hear your thoughts, sir.
Should he be on the ballot, sir?
And then confusedly walks away. So it's kind of like, how do you even explain that? He's a confused man. He gets easily distracted. That's why they don't want to have an audience at the debates. And he never takes questions from the press. And, of course, in June, it's going to be tomorrow. June starts tomorrow. Although, I don't know, maybe the Democrats will add another day to May and say, nope, it's not June yet. Nope. In June, there's going to be hearings in Florida where apparently they're going to show you all the evidence of how the Biden White House is running the entire quote unquote documents case. And of course, but what involvement does Joe Biden really have? I don't know. He says, yeah, go for it. What more involvement could Joe Biden really have in this? He can barely even talk for 15 minutes and can't take questions from the press and has to request that there's no audience at a debate. So what additions can Joe Biden be actually providing to this stuff other than just the stamp of approval? All right. I got guests coming up. We got Gretchen Smith from Code of Vets. We got Lucas Gage. Now he was coming on about a crazy story, but I'm sure he'll weigh on the breaking news. And then we've got JJ Carroll coming in third hour, 25 years on the Border Patrol, left his post because of what he saw when Joe Biden took over. So a lot of big stuff coming up. I'd like to squeeze in some phone calls as well. Remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. We do have a brand new summer sale that has just launched. 40% off top-selling, top-rated supplements like DNA Force Plus. And when that's on sale, you got to get your hands on it, folks. I'm telling you, when DNA Force Plus is on sale, you definitely want to get your hands on it. So 40% off the flagship elite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus, and so many others like Bodies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, VasoBeat Complete, Nitric Boost, Survival Shield X3, all these great products. 40% off the summer kickoff super sale live right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. warsstore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Kinds of videos of liberals responding to this Trump thing, and it just shows how sick and deranged they are. And there's a lot of different psychological breakdowns that you could make, from the brainwashing to these are people who are just miserable in their own lives, and so they get some sort of a weird gratification or satisfaction in their life of misery from seeing Trump get persecuted. And maybe it's because he's rich or he's white or successful or he has a lot of support, whatever, or popular. And so they just think, oh, yes, look, Trump's feeling pain right now. I feel so much better. So there's a lot of that. And then there's just straight up derangement from people like Joy Behar. I can't tell what she's admitting to here, if she's admitting she peed her pants or cried when she heard the Trump verdict in clip three.
My reaction was I was at Costco buying, you know, 10 boxes of Keurig coffee, my watch started to buzz, and I got so excited I started leaking a little bit. But wait.
What do you guys think she was, do you think she peed herself, or do you think she was crying, or maybe both? Leaking? Something else going on? Leaking? You know what? I don't want to know. Here's another one. This guy was outside of the courtroom. This guy seems totally stable. Totally stable here in clip five.
Him. Trump every day. Kill the guy next. I'm down for whatever. Just get him out of here.
He's wearing a hat that says love and a Ukraine flag cape. I mean, look, this is the type of mentally retarded people that the left is bringing in. I mean, folks, I don't want to be rude here, okay, but this guy is out there in a Ukraine flag cape, okay? You're wearing a cape, bro. And he says, F Trump, kill him, and he has a hat on that says love. I mean, it's really the epitome of a hating Trump liberal, though, isn't it? A grown man wearing a cape in public of another country. And he has a hat on that says love while he's saying how much he hates Trump and how he wants Trump to be killed. I mean, that's the epitome of a liberal right there. It's like, oh, yeah, see, look, my hat says love, but really deep down, I want to kill you. Really deep down, I'm filled with hate. I mean, it really is the total embodiment of the leftist liberal progressive. They wear the flag of another country. They wear a hat that says love, but then they say how they want to kill a former president and how they hate you. And so it's because, oh, it's Black Lives Matter. They don't give a damn about Black Lives Matter. Oh, it's Antifa. They're not fighting fascism. Oh, it's reproductive health care. It's not health care. You're killing a baby. Oh, it's gender affirmation. It's not gender affirmation. It's genital mutilation. And that's what they do. So they wear all these hats that have a message, and you're like, oh, that's positive. Oh, look, your hat says love. And then it's, what are you really about? I hate you, and I want to kill Trump. Oh. It's like, oh, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. What are you really about? We're Marxist communists that want to burn your city down. Oh, gender affirmation. Oh, you're supporting masculinity and femininity. What's that about? No, we just want to chop little girls' breasts off and chop boys' testicles up. Ha ha ha, yeah, that's what we're into. Say, oh. Oh. Oh, you're wearing a hat that says love.
That's right, because I hate you and I want to kill Trump.
That is the perfect embodiment of the leftist liberal right there. And switch out whatever slogan on whatever hat, switch out whatever flag that they wear as a cape. It's all phony. It's all phony. And when you find out what they're really about, well, if you still support it, then you're probably just as deranged and demonic as that character.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
That's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're having trouble connecting with our guests, so instead, I'm going to open up the phone lines. For our great veterans, it is the last Friday of the month, and so that's the tradition here. We open up the phone lines and reserve time for our veterans. The number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and it is now on the bottom of the screen. And so if you're a veteran, give us a call. Let us know what military branch you are out of, what state you are in, and we will get you up and on the air. So looking forward to hearing from our veterans. Given the big news day that was yesterday. By the way, I was connecting some dots in this whole thing. Do you remember? We covered this on the air, and it's like this crazy thing. When you do 3 hours of live broadcasting every day in this kind of talk show format, everything is so fast and you have to be so agile where you don't dig into every story and spend 30 minutes on it or an hour on it and really dissect it and get into it and make it like a documentary or just a full presentation. You hit it and you move on. And so there's so much coming back to me now with all the Trump political persecution. And then it's like, again, as I mentioned, it's like, okay, they tried to get him with the P tape. They tried to get him with the Russiagate, the impeachment hoaxes. And it's like you put all of it together and it's the same people, the same game, the same formula, the same deal. But it's like, do I go back and just refresh on all that and just be like, boom, here it all is. Just lay it all out. The guy who was claiming Trump colluded with Russia is sitting in jail for colluding with Russia. And so it's like, that's how insane it is. Like, remember Bob Mueller when he testified? He was like, he didn't even know what was going on. And then it was Andrew Weissman running the whole show. And then he goes on MSNBC and says, I have a crush on Judge Merchan. I have a man crush in the desk. You know, he gets a little stiffy under the desk, gets a little tubing going. So that's what I'm saying. It's like it's all coming back as I'm listening to all this other commentary, and I'm like, holy crap, that's how corrupt these people are. But remember this one?
And I think there's two connections here. Biden signs law curbing non-disclosure agreements that block victims of sexual harassment from speaking out. Are you seeing where I'm going here? Are you seeing where I'm going here? Remember that? And that was just one angle. The Biden administration signs a bill and they try to nullify NDAs. And then what happens? Some guy comes out and says, Trump called me the N-word, or Trump said the N-word. He has an NDA, but now he can talk. Oh, it's an NDA with Stormy Daniels, but hey, the Biden administration null and voided that contract, so she can talk. Yeah. I mean, folks, come on. Biden says, I'm nullifying all NDAs, and then someone says, oh, look, I can say Trump called me the N-word. And then Stormy Daniels says, oh, I can talk about my NDA. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Even RFK Jr. calling out Joe Biden. Here he is recently on an interview, clip 7.
I just don't think he is capable of governing the country. He can't do an unscripted conversation or encounter with a voter. Even the scripted ones are falling apart. I just think that there's a competency question at this point and that he needs to answer, which means he has to debate, which I don't think that they're capable of doing. With President Trump, my objection to him is that he had a chance. The biggest thing that I object to is the lockdowns. He locked down 3.3 million businesses in this country with no due process, with no just compensation, with no scientific citation.
So even RFK Jr. hammering Biden, this whole thing is a joke. It's hard to believe it could get much worse, but it will. It will with 158 days, 157 days till the presidential election. It will get worse. So just brace yourself for that. Just brace yourself for that. Let's start with the phone calls. Let's go to Nick, Army veteran in Arkansas. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Mr. Schroeder?
Good.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Good deal. So, I'll be quick. I know there's other callers on the line. First and foremost, this is an absolute just travesty, not only to the American justice system, but to our Constitution as well. As a veteran myself, I've wound up getting into a little bit of trouble, and I distinctly remember meeting with my lawyer and a DA, and they looked at me and they said, look, we don't really want to put you in trouble, so this is what we're going to do, and they cut a deal with me, and I'm like, so wait a minute, let me make sure I get this straight. This whole case is based over he said, she said. You have no proof of anything, but you're still going to punish me. Yep, that's pretty much it. That happened to me 7 years ago. And I'm sitting here watching this today, and I looked at my wife when this happened last night, and I said, I told you they're crooked. I told you not to trust them. And it's sad. It's really sad. As a veteran, I can tell you this much, boys. I don't want to. I don't want anything bad to happen. I certainly am not advocating for any kind of violence. But I tell you this much, I think I'm going to pull my boots out and start dusting them off just in case. Like you said, brace yourself. Everybody wants to talk about renaming things and trying to, it's not this, it's that. Oh, we love you, but we secretly hate you and want to kill you. And all I can say is, no, that's not a particular item. That's a camera. I'm taking your picture. Just smile and wait for the flash. But. Sorry, that might be a little bit too dark of veteran comedy right there.
Well, here's what we have going on with the veterans, and I've talked about this a lot. The reason why veteran suicide rate is so high, there's an issue here that we don't really talk about, and that's and it's a completely different dynamic in the military now, but the kind of older military guys that I would say maybe like pre-Obama military guys, they signed up because they love the country. They signed up as a service to their country. They signed up because maybe it was 9/11 or they really wanted to combat America's enemies. That was a true believer that signed up and served and before that. And what they find out is, well, maybe this wasn't about America. Maybe I'm not fighting for America's interest. Maybe I'm fighting for a different foreign country's interest. Maybe I'm fighting for a different special interest. And then they have that realization and then they get back and the country they thought they were fighting for is gone. And the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the flag that they're fighting for gets spat on and torn up like it doesn't matter anymore. And so that's a severely demeaning and devastating blow to those good men and women that signed up to defend their country to just have it rubbed in their face like that. So I think that this is an aspect. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm in agreement with you, 110%. I can tell you myself, you know, I look around and I hang my head. You know, the company I work for, when they hired me on, they gave me a hat that said, you know, military veteran, and, you know, gave me a sticker to put on the side of my truck and all that stuff. And I looked at them and I said, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take it home. You know, I'm ashamed of my country. I am. I'm ashamed. Let me rephrase that. I'm not ashamed of my country. I'm ashamed of my countrymen. I'm ashamed of the people that live here because they have it in their head that, you know, this is, I don't know, rainbow land, if you will. I don't even know what you want to call it.
You have more protection of a rainbow flag than you do the American flag.
That's right. And it's appalling. It's appalling. There's no more core beliefs or morality to society anymore. You know, I truly believe that if these leftists really understood what they were advocating and really understood what would happen if they engaged in this, I truly believe that they would be the first ones, as we used to say in the military, they'd be the first ones in the fetal position crying for mommy or daddy.
Well, and
we'd still be saving them.
And here's the thing. Thank you for the call, Nick. This is the only type of person. Well, I shouldn't say it's not a blanket statement, but most of the people joining the military now are that type of an individual, or they're joining to get a college education or joining to get citizenship or all different reasons. They're not joining for love of country, patriotism, or they want to fight America's enemies. They're joining for all these other reasons. I would say that's mostly a post-Obama phenomenon. And so you see it now. Oh, recruitment is down in the military. Apparently in Europe or the UK or it's England, they have the lowest number of troops ready, combat ready in modern history. And so what do we see? Oh, look, they're thinking about bringing back the draft. Oh, look, they're thinking about military conscription. So they're gearing up for a war. They're gearing up for a war. Whether it comes or not, we'll see. But they're definitely gearing up for a war. They know they don't have the numbers they need. They know they don't have the readiness they need. And so they're kind of in this panic mode of, well, we're going to have to maybe bring back a draft. And it hasn't really hit the American people yet or the people of Europe yet, but it's clear that's what's going on. All right. Let's go to William, an Army veteran in Arkansas. We go back to back in Arkansas. Go ahead, William.
Yes. How is it we've come to an understanding you can get fired from protecting your country like the Secretary of the Navy did? Fired. Like a job, fired from your responsibility. It's not my responsibility to protect another man and his job, his fortune, his family, his church. It's compulsory service, not the draft. It is a worldwide Second Amendment army separate from all corporate and state entities, self-sufficient by all able-bodied, sound-minded men. That's what our Constitution stated, right? But some of us get out of it. Now, you're damn sure a patriot, and a lot of people that have never been in uniform are certainly patriots. But when your blood is on the line, you will know things like the day before Iraq invaded Kuwait, they called the State Department twice in 48 hours and asked, you have a problem with us invading Kuwait? The Bush State Department said, no, we don't have a problem. Twice they did that, right? They were stealing each other's oil. Directionally drilling. Now, I joined after the Beirut bombing. You talk about the pre-Obama, right? I spent 8.5 years in the federal service, 15 in a better constitutional military called the Texas State Guard. Fill it with patriots. Don't let the bureaucrats in charge, who are good men, but they don't have the staff behind them, meaning the enlisted individuals in Texas that may want to squawk about secession. They don't have the thousands that they need, which they would lead if they had them in uniform. But don't follow the ancient and accepted order that has led us to how many wars? Don't let the Masons and the Knights of Columbus and the Jesuits and all these secret organizations, right, be empowered to do your responsibility, which is protect your family. What did we have this week? Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for your service. Oh, they want a cracker? You know, I mean, what service is that? Not finding the weapons of mass destruction? Never finding out who was on the grassy knoll? All those kinds of questions. 1,000 things out there, and these people that say, oh, they're all conspiracies.
Yeah,
yeah, they're biblical conspiracies.
USS Liberty, Gulf of Tonkin, babies in incubators, weapons of mass destruction.
I had a patient that was on the Liberty about 4 years ago, and I don't want to say where he was at. But he was there. He showed me pictures when he was a young man when they blew the hole in it. I walked in the room. I started looking at the ship on his wall. He said, you don't know what that is, do you? I said, that's the one that was in the Mediterranean that the Israel hit. And he said, you do know something. He loved me from there on out. So I have a history in this, man. I got 23 years total in uniform, right? It's unreal what's going on, and you're hitting right on the nose today, and these gentlemen that are saying, I'm kind of disgusted with what's going on with the lack of men in this nation, too. Yeah. Well, my grandma plows a field all day long. I sit around smoking a bowl.
Wow, a little song.
I could go on. You know, hey, my hat's off to you, man. You've done your time, and what the rich man Trump is getting right now from the courts is what the poor man has been getting for a long time. And as long as we have bar law and we're functioning under admiralty and maritime jurisdiction inside the court, for those non-believers, go to the courtroom, go to the church, go to the post office, and outside you're going to see red, white, and blue. Go inside the court and see what you're going to get. You're going to get gold, red, white, and blue. That's your maritime admiralty jurisdiction. Takes it totally out of the average understanding of most people. Don't believe me. Get Barnes on there, and we'll chit-chat a while.
All right, William, thank you for the call. We got a lot of people calling in from Arkansas today, and they've both been great. So let's stick with Arkansas. How can you not? They've been great callers. Let's go to Sean, a Marine in Arkansas. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's so good to talk to you again. I talked to you before you went in the tank many months ago. Good to hear you again.
Thank you,
sir. You know, I saw a photo or a video that y'all had out. It was the ATF director, and he was holding up a 10x12 photo of the Branch Davidian Church on fire. Is that a real photo, do you think?
My crew is telling me no. I'm not totally sure what you're talking about. Oh, is that the one where he's standing on the rubble?
Well, there's a photo where he's standing in front of the rubble, but there's also a photo where he's wearing a wedding ring. Looks like he's smiling, and it's scanning down, and he's holding up a 10x12 photo like he enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fake. The original is on the screen now. Yeah.
Good deal. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's meme. Where, I mean, it has an element of truth to it because he was there and he was proud of it. But yeah, that was a doctored image, what you're talking about.
Fair enough. Well, they were very proud of that. You know, we really lost our country back in the 90s, in my opinion. You know, I mean, you know, Ruby Ridge, a woman gets shot in the back holding the child. The guy's son got shot. They're running around with ghillie suits. My family, I lose 10 family members. Everybody in Waco, Texas, they know that they gassed those innocent children out there, 24 of them, with CS methylene chloride. I mean, they had the authority to gas those children for 48 hours. And I'm like, who gave these people that authority? I did not give those people that authority. I mean, you're going to gas innocent children with chemical weapons? Let's talk about that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they just shot up the kids with this damn vaccine.
I get it. I get it. But I mean,
and now since I mentioned that, let me just bring this up right now because somebody needs to cover it. U.S. close to deal to bankroll Moderna bird flu vaccine trial. So they're about to do the same thing. Now, I don't expect them to do a big pandemic deal. There are some things going on right now. They don't want another big pandemic, big shutdown, big anything that's going to make Biden look bad. Cause really a lot of people, I think, underestimate, the pandemic. A lot of people just blamed it on Trump. And so they just didn't go vote for Trump or they voted for Biden because they blamed the pandemic on Trump. Iowa signs disaster proclamation after bird flu detected in large flock. So they're going to make a big thing of this. It's probably, most people won't see the impact on them. Your price of a chicken might go up. Your price of eggs might go up. You'll start to see bird flu vaccines and headlines and stuff like that. But they're doing the same thing. They're going to bring out this bird flu vaccine and, you know, I would say do not get it. It's going to be another mRNA vaccine experiment. And the Biden administration is working on signing the deal. And he says, oh, I defeated Big Pharma. He's given them over $100 billion.
Big Pharma runs this country. Heck, my old lady, works as a physician. So, you know, Big Pharma runs this country, you know? I mean, it's what it is, you know? So,
yep.
I mean, you know, look, it's like this. I'm going to say this. You know, Donald Trump, boy, what they did to him, wow, shameful. What about Bill Clinton? What about the rest of these other government officials who've done really naughty, disgusting things to people here and abroad?
Yep.
They won't touch them. They won't ever touch them. So there you go. They'll go after our guy, you know, but they won't go after themselves, you know. So there you go.
Absolutely. Sean, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dennis out of the Coast Guard in Colorado. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Good. You know, Owen, it's not a big deal. It's just a little something with everything that's going on. Certainly, I'm not advocating any violence or anything, nor do you. You're familiar with the symbol of an upside-down flag, aren't you?
Yeah, U.S. Code 8, subsection 4.A, I believe.
Yeah, you fly that, the colors on a ship, and it means that the ship is in distress.
Okay, yeah, and generally speaking, it's, you know, the country in distress. It's known as the flag, country in distress, flag in distress, distress symbol. I mean, again, this is U.S. flag code that I just cited. I think it's section 8, subsection 4, number A, or letter A. I might have the 8 and the 4 mixed up. But, absolutely. I used to fly it in my background. People are posting it on their X accounts. I posted it last night. The country is in distress. Absolutely.
And that's why I'm calling. We certainly don't want any problems. Alex even says himself, we don't want any violence. Neither does President Trump. But you know what? If you have a flag, fly it upside down. That's all I'm saying. I was in Coast Guard in 1971. I was in pre-Obama, for sure. I went in the mix. And as a matter of fact, the Coast Guard was still under the Treasury when I went in. Okay? And it went to transportation, and now it's under Homeland Defense. So I got in when it was under Treasury. And that's what it was originally. Take your flag, have it in your front yard, sign your flag, it's on your mast. Take the thing, turn it upside down, and fly it. Someone doesn't know what it is, tell them. See, that's a distress symbol. Put it upside down. If you have one on your shirt or something, put it upside down. Someone doesn't know what it is, tell them. Country's in distress. You can wear a hat that has Trump on it, people may not know. If the ones don't know, you know what it is. You'll wear it.
Well, I got to tell you, too, and thank you for the call, because I'm going out with family after work today. I go to the gym this morning. I was wearing a hat, and I have an American flag hat, and I couldn't even bring myself to put it on because I was that ashamed of what's going on. I mean, maybe if the flag was upside down, but I was so ashamed. I was so distraught about what's going on, I couldn't even put my American flag hat on or bring it with me to work.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health.
One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Disgraceful trial, that the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people, and they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here. You have a sore respect
DA. Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration.
Thanks to the George Soros circus of treason stars.
I mean, there's no coincidences here. The fact that Judge Merchan has had all of these cases, and by the way, when he finishes with the Donald Trump case, Steve Bannon is next. Out of all the judges in New York County, somehow they keep on coming up with the same judge. Coincidence?
The quest to indict a ham sandwich has become a cruel reality.
But the Biden administration's not responsible for this trial.
How can you say the Biden administration's not responsible for this trial?
It's a state trial. It's Alvin Bragg. Whether you think there's a political motive for him, it's not connected to the DOJ. I mean,
Shannon,
the feds passed on these election charges.
Shannon, you should look at how many logs they have of state officials, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, visiting the White House, and then tell me that this is not a Biden trial.
As a former president, the president is railroaded by an unprecedented political lawfare attack on the executive office of the United States, or as it stands now, the divided states under George Soros and proud villain Joseph Biden.
His political movement, which is still very strong, will now again take power in the United States.
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power.
I mean, I'm hearing people say, I had no intention of voting for Donald Trump, and now I am. And then if you ask the Trump campaign what's happening, you know, they literally broke their online donation portal. I think there's a real chance here this is going to massively backfire on the Democrats and help Donald Trump.
The treasonous clown show that preceded this verdict now raises more questions. Why is the man Karen De Niro on the Epstein list?
If you wasn't my man's mom, I'd tear that ass up. Thank you.
And why was De Niro pulled into an underage sex trafficking investigation 25 years ago? Is the washed-up actor just as compromised as Biden?
Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life? But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns.
Meanwhile, during the outrage of the verdict, Joe Biden pulls the U.S. closer into World War III, secretly directing Crane to conduct strikes on Russia using American weapons. Meanwhile, a Red Dawn scenario waits in the wings as 2 million terrorists have been brought into the United States under Biden to foment a day of coordinated bloody terror, according to a CIA informant that spoke with Wayne Allen Root. The fact that a hugely unpopular and despicable relic like Joe Biden is still confident of remaining president should raise the alarm, signaling impending false flags and martial law as his only recourse.
If you look at their next playbook and the next card in their playbook, their next move, it will be false flag terror attacks blamed on Trump supporters angry about the verdict. We do not want any violence. We do not want any attacks. We are intellectually, culturally, spiritually winning.
Now that the Soros operatives have opened the door to prosecuting former presidents.
And while this defendant may be unlike any other in American history, we arrived at this trial and ultimately today at this verdict in the same manner as every other case that comes through the courtroom doors, by following the facts and the law and doing so without fear or favor.
What's to stop the United States from prosecuting every other living president for far worse?
What about the millions upon millions of dollars that went missing that was supposed to go to Haiti? And why did the donations to Bill and Hillary Clinton's foundation plummet? And I mean plummet when she lost the election.
You just wait, and it won't be Hunter Biden the next time. It's going to be Joe Biden. It could potentially still be Barack Obama. It could still potentially be Hillary Clinton. We're going to have to look at what the statutes of limitations are on the various crimes they surely committed. That's the only way they'll learn. The only way to save the Republic now is to give them a taste of their own medicine. That's it.
This historic verdict was far more than it seems. In their own cowardly and ambiguous way, the minions of Biden and Soros have declared war on the United States of America and its citizens. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Megyn Kelly wants to save the Republic now. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to save the Republic now. It's like the people that have been actually doing that for decades and years, you know, they ignore and castigate and try to pretend like we're not serious. But, oh, now they want to say the Republic. That's amazing stuff. All right, joining me now is Lucas Gauge. Now, I had originally planned on having him on because he had a visit from DHS for a social media post. He had a visit from DHS for a social media post, Marine Corps veteran Lucas Gauge. But I got to get your take on the Trump verdict from yesterday. What do you think the political ramifications of this are, and what's your response?
Well, I think justice was served, Owen. I mean, it's not a banana republic. They did it exactly how they're supposed to do it. Trump is guilty on all charges, and no, of course it's rigged.
Only one ever. He's the only one ever.
It's insane. It's just, it's obvious what's going on. I mean, they weaponized everything against this man. And whether people like him or not, this is an attack on American nationalism, because the elites and the globalists, they don't want a America first spirit coming back and being revived in the American public. They want us blowing up China and Iran, and they want us in these never ending wars in the Ukraine and everything else. They want us sending billions to Israel, to Ukraine, to Pakistan for, or whatever other countries, for transgender story hour. They want us in a global mindset rather than an America first mindset. So even if Trump did some things we don't agree with, the message Trump brings, make America great again, America first, no more globalism, that kind of thing, is dangerous to the global elite. So that's why he has to go. That's my opinion on it. So they're going to weaponize these charges. They're going to do everything they can and be the first president. I mean, this never happened before, right, Owen?
Well, it's because he's the only one that's ever been corrupt, obviously. I mean, you know, the PP gate hoax, sure, and the Russia gate hoax and two hoax impeachments and now, you know, this. So yeah, I mean, it should be obvious to everybody that this is total persecution. But you know, you talk about the geopolitics there. I guess that was probably one of Trump's biggest crimes, was that he didn't start another war, and that he was trying to have peace on the earth, if for whatever ability the American president has to influence that. So I guess that was probably a big crime of his too. He didn't want these never ending wars.
Correct. Yeah. He didn't, you know, he went to Korea to talk to the, Kim Jong-un there. Which was unprecedented in of itself. I mean, he didn't start the war in Ukraine. Putin didn't invade while he was president. So, you know, this is the things that they wanted him to do, I guess. And even Iran, he had a strike with the Soleimani, General Soleimani, but I'm sure he didn't even know who he was. And the Israelis said, like, oh, we had nothing to do with this. So they set him up, they used him and abused him. And then when they got what they wanted from him, they kicked him out and make sure he could never come again. And that's what we're seeing here. They don't want a person like him that could rile up the public, to bring back populism, to bring back an America first spirit. That's too dangerous for these George Soros types to handle. They cannot risk it, Owen. They can't risk it.
And you know, a lot of people are kind of looking at this, and most people still don't understand the dire straits that we're in as a country. Even after this, I think that they still don't get it. I mean, I'd say right now, 51% chance they put Trump in jail. I mean, do you think they'd have the, cause it's, I mean, look at what they did. Of course they would.
I mean, they want to and they possibly could, but I really think it would cause a very big problem. It would be civil unrest across the country. That's half the country being pissed. I mean, if they're so concerned about January 6th, the insurrection, right? What do you think is going to happen if they put him in jail, literally? Like, cuff him, put him in prime. That's going to be something we've never seen as a country before. And I don't know. I don't know if they'll do it. But do they want to? Yes, they clearly do. This isn't a game. People think it's a setup. Like, oh, the deep state's making Trump go to jail so that people vote for him. Why would they do that? This just,
yeah, no, no, no. They really hate Trump. There's no doubt. Really, anybody that thinks that's some sort of a game going on, I agree. They really hate Trump. I don't know. I'd say 51% they put him in jail. I think.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brown. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah, that was the sound when DHS gave my guest, Marine Corps veteran Lucas Gage, a visit. So this is just a crazy story. And I guess this is kind of normal in America now. The federal government shows up at your house for a social media post. Now here's what I'm trying to communicate with my audience about how absurd this is. It's like they're trying to force this into normalcy. Like, oh, well, yeah, you posted something on the internet. Yeah, you get a visit from the feds. Well, wait a second. What if you're sitting at the bar, or you're at a ball game, or you're at dinner and you have a conversation? Would you be shocked, or even in your own house, would you be shocked if the feds showed up because of something you said? Yeah, you would be. Well, why is it any different with an internet post? So I don't think that we should normalize this, but you get a visit from DHS. So tell us how it went.
Well, it's actually stranger than that. It's the Department of Homeland Security and Preparedness on the state level in New Jersey. Now, of course, she said she's not a Fed, but people on Twitter were sending me, you know, they were looking into this company or whatever, this office, and it's federally funded on multiple federal levels. So even though she's not technically a federal level on the Fed level, right, Fed, she's a state agent. So she's a tech. Either way, it's for the same powers to be, or at that are controlling our country and our states. And so she came by, and this angle, Owen, it's different. So I've been visited four times by the authorities in 2019, 2020, 2023, and now 2024. And so all of them for posts on social media. But this time it was a different angle. She wasn't concerned with what I was posting. She's like, you know, Lucas, I see what people are doing to you. She came on behalf of the local community in Lakewood. The Jewish community was upset. And she's like, I'm here to de-escalate the situation. And I want to see if I could talk to you. Yes, to de-escalate on my end. And I said, ma'am, they're the ones sending me death threats. They're the ones doxing me. They're the ones sending, you know, rape texts to my wife and we're going to kill your kids. Why don't you go de-escalate with them? She's like, well, I'm going to go talk to the leadership of that community, but I wanted to see, you know, if you could kind of calm your rhetoric down, because I'm not afraid of you, Lucas. And she points to my impressions. I'm afraid of someone, one of these numbers, someone from these numbers to do that will do something stupid. And I said, I have no control of that. I don't preach violence. What have I done? Like, and I eventually said, why are you guys even here if I broke no laws? Because she said, you didn't do anything wrong. We're just here to see if we can de-escalate the situation. I said, I have nothing to de-escalate. So that's where we're at, Owen.
So hold on a second. Because I know that you recorded, you had like an hour conversation with her. Basically like you did like a talk show with her. She seemed receptive enough. You weren't really filming her, but I mean, she at least is hearing you out. Whether she was listening or not, I guess is another story. But so they're recognizing that people are sending you threats. So correct. Why is it, was that actionable?
Well, one of the detectives that came to the house, he's been here four times. So he even reckoned, hey, Lucas, we have to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, you guys got a relationship now. That's nice.
They're just pacing around. But, yeah, that's the thing. I have a few death threats that are actionable. I have one because I caught the person. I called him on the phone. He saw it. I recorded the conversation and everything. And I submitted it to the police. I just have to act on it. I have to go to court and submit it and see if the judge thinks it's actionable and so on and so forth. And just now I caught someone with an IP address who's mass mailing me. So maybe I'll give my Detective Colleen a call soon. But ultimately, Owen, you know, the real death threats and the doxing and the threats to my wife, text messages, emails have all been coming from the other side. And it's not just the Lakewood Jewish community. It's people in Israel. You know, I'm not dealing with a blogger who's just bored. They're attacking me from multiple numbers, and it's incredible what they're using. It's like I could block a number and be like, hey, why'd you block me? This isn't a normal person. So something's going on. It's coordinated attack. It's happening to many other people as well. I just wanted to record it because people say, you know, Lucas, why did you even talk to the feds? What was the point? Shut the door and say, you know, you don't have a warrant. Bye. But I wanted to record it so I could record what's happening and show the American people what's going on. And I dropped a lot of red pills the whole time, by the way. So I know.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. It was like you were like hosting a show.
Yeah, like USS Liberty and everything I could do. But no, it's because I want to show people, look, this is the fourth time now that a U.S. veteran who fought for the freedom of speech and everything else in this country is getting visited over posts. Now, I'd understand if I was saying violent things. I'm going to get a gun and I'm going to do X, Y, Z. I'd get that. But I don't say those things. So what's going on? Well, again, her angle was, we're going to come de-escalate. Well, go to the other community. They need to be de-escalated.
Well, but hold on a second. You have 250,000 followers on X. So
yeah.
I've heard your story being visited. What other veterans have been visited for social media posts?
There was a Muslim woman in some state that was getting visited or something. I don't remember her name, but it happened in another state. But it's happening to other people. Even in the UK, someone got visited too. So it's even global.
Well, it's even worse in the UK. You'll get arrested. They'll put you in jail in the UK.
But you're right, Owen. They're trying to normalize, like, oh, if you say offensive things on the internet, it just happens to be that way. Where was this 10 years ago? I mean, I don't recall anyone getting visited over Twitter posts. And I refuse to call it X because it's still Twitter. Elon didn't change anything. It actually got worse now. Now you're paying to get censored.
So, well, I don't talk much about, I don't talk much about, you know, the threats and stuff that I received. I just made a conscious decision. I'm just not going to talk about it. But what's crazy is, it's like you said, you have to jump through all these hoops. So there's multiple double standards. It's like, first of all, the entire precedent that it's normal for the government to show up over social media post is already ludicrous, but there's a whole nother level to this that I just choose not to get into for personal reasons. But it's like, if leftists put death threats out on the internet or death threat Trump or whatever, there's no action. But it's like, if you say something that's just a little distasteful, all of a sudden there's interest in you.
Right. You could burn down entire cities and that's okay. You know, you'll be let out the next day. If you go into the Capitol and you're an old grandma with a flag, you might be finished. You know, so of course there's a double standard because the left wing Antifa communist bloc, that's all part of the government's military paramilitary wing. You know, that's what they're doing. For us conservatives, right, on the right, and they put us in these categories, no matter what your position is. If you're not Mao Zedong, you're on the right. That's how it is, okay? For those of us who want normal families, we don't want, you know, transgenderism in front of our kids in school. We're all evil and we should be, you know, eliminated. But the thing is, we got to stand up, Owen, and that's why I made this video to show people, you know what, we cannot allow these people to bully us. And she said, maybe you should say it this way. I'm not telling you to say it. I said, no, I'm not changing my rhetoric. I'm not changing my rhetoric because it's not violent. And I have this drill instructor shtick that I do, right? I talk to people like, you know, kind of like Alex yelling in the camera. I do the same thing, but I don't do it all the time. It's the way I motivate people. So they want me to comment down.
Well, it works. De-escalate. I mean, there's a reason why drill instructors do that.
Exactly. I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps. I'm not going to sit here and speak in monotone. But the point is, Owen, they're trying to police me, or at least try to convince me that I should police myself just in case another person might do something crazy. Well, I can't help that. I mean, people can interpret the Bible wrong or the Quran or anything else wrong and do something crazy. They can interpret this and do something wrong. There's nothing.
Oh, but see, it's the same story. Oh, when Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and all them encourage violence on Trump supporters, that's good.
Exactly. You're right. And then on X, you see Zionists flatten Gaza, kill everyone. They don't even get suspended. Those of us who say free Palestine, oh my God, we're going to get shadow banned and shut down. So it's always a double standard, of course. And we got to fight back and say, no, I'm not going to deal with this. And I'm not going to change the rhetoric because I'm not breaking the law. And what the hell are you doing here if I'm not breaking the law? And I kept saying to them, look, you're wasting taxpayer dollars. And I said, you know, one day you're going to have to make a decision because I know right now you're doing your job and you got to feed your kids. But remember back in Australia with that cop beating the crap out of people? And he's like, look, I know. And he's like, I got to do my job, mate. One day you guys are going to have to make a decision. Can you still do this? And the answer should be no, you should. You should put your badge down and do something else. I was trying to convince, of course, I'm not going to, but people like them, they signed up to serve and protect. But they got to stay back and be like, you know, I'm going to a veteran's house over tweets?
Well, yeah, my next guest put down his Border Patrol badge because of this exact reason. And this is what's so eerie, too, and I'll get your final statement now. It's like when I was going through the process in the prisons and meeting with FBI agents and everything, it's like they knew the whole thing was bull crap. Like they knew the whole thing, but they're just going to do their job. I mean, you got hundreds of New York City police there outside the criminal court case for Trump. They all know it's bull crap. And it's just like, so we all know this is bull crap, but we can't, but it is.
Right. No, they got to make a decision at some point because they can't go on forever. And they're reinforcing tyranny, whether they want to hear that or not. That's the case. You know, I mean, I could have re-upped in the Marine Corps and went for life. No, when I found out there was no weapons of mass destruction that I was lied to, I quit. You know, I mean, I did my 4 years and I left, but I'm not going to sign up again. So every one of these people need to make a decision. You signed up to serve and protect, but you're showing up at people's homes for nonviolent First Amendment protected speech. That's not what you signed up for. I'd hope at least. So, yeah, it's a very bad thing, Owen, but that's why I recorded. I want the American people to see what our country has become, and it's become unacceptable that these things happen to people like you and me and other patriots who simply want to live as Americans and how our forefathers envisioned our country to be.
That's the big crime, wanting to be an American, wanting to elect a president, wanting to be a president that makes his own decisions, wanting to stop never-ending wars. You know, that's your big crime as a dirty American. Lucas Gage, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Owen. Thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to be joined in studio by former Border Patrol agent J.J. Carroll. We're going to talk about some border news, some other breaking news that we have here. I want to take another call from a veteran we have on the line. And let's go to, well, on the issue of the border, let's go to Andy, Army and Coast Guard in Kansas. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I was just, my family has been in the military since the founding of this country, and I wouldn't let one of my kids join the military for any reason right now, the way everything is. But you know, in the early 90s and everything, we were picking up Haitians all the time and taking them back to Port-au-Prince. And then about in 92 or 93, they changed the process and started taking them to Gitmo instead of reparating them back to Haiti. And, of course, that always made me wonder why they were doing that. And then the next thing you know, they're bringing them all in. So they've been doing this for years. Trump was the only president that actually tried to secure the border. And look at what they've done now. Now I've been out for a long time. I'm an independent contractor. I drive 26,000 miles a year, and I have seen, as soon as Biden got into office, those Del Rio buses are going up and down I-49, and I've sat there at 2 in the morning at a pilot truck stop redoing the computer systems, and all these Hispanics came in. None of them spoke a lick of English. They came in their normal clothes. They bought Missouri T-shirts, Kansas City Chiefs T-shirts, the Royals and all that, put it back on, and then they took off down the road again. So the minute I think people have just started seeing this border thing because of the lockdowns that happened and everything. People weren't out and about. I was out and about all the time. I was an essential worker. I had to fix restaurants' computer systems so that way everybody could get their DoorDash and Uber Eats. So all I've seen, I've been seeing this for a long time, and I've been trying to tell everybody about it, and I am so glad that Michael Yawn gets so much attention that he does, because that guy is on it, and that's really all I got to say.
Well, there's simple thing, because people have a debate, thank you for the call, Andy, people have a debate of, can you deport, let's say 20 million illegal migrants, 30 million, however many are here, can you deport them? Well, yeah, you could. But, you know, maybe it's an endeavor you decide not to put time into. And instead, what you do is you just make policy that ends in the result of the deportations happening. It's quite simple. The policy is if a non-citizen who's here illegally gets arrested, they're out. Period. Out. Out of the country. We caught you. You committed a crime. You're out. And you have a policy of trying to stop illegal entry at the southern border. That's not going on. The opposite is going on. So that's another policy. And then I would say you just stop the welfare. Stop the welfare. You're not going to come to the United States and get free crap anymore. And I would say just those three simple policy approaches and the problem will take care of itself. People will stop coming, and they'll be deported when they commit crimes.
And the other thing is now they've got all these milksops up there and the positions of power, which I'm pretty sure your Border Patrol guy coming on. You got the gal that's in charge of the Coast Guard, that Janet Yellen. She's not even an operational commander. She's not a cutterman. She's not nothing. She was a marine science person. There's the people that went out and looked at oil spills and see how much algae is going on. That's what they do.
Janet Yellen?
She's not even an operational commander.
Bull cut Janet Yellen?
Fagan. No, Janet Fagan, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second.
Or Linda Fagan, that's her name. Linda Fagan. She's the commandant of the Coast Guard. She's not even an operational commander. So you got one of your biggest branch, well, not the biggest branch of service, of course, because there's only like 37,000 people in it, but those are the people that are supposed to defend from people running their boats up onto the ground and jumping off a bunch of illegals, which you see down in San Diego.
Oh, it's crazy.
Time.
You know, it's almost unbelievable, really. Thank you for the call, Andy. It's really unbelievable that this is going on. I mean, it's an invasion. There's no other way to put it. And it's the biggest invasion ever recorded in history.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Remember, folks, to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the massive summer super sale happening right now. Top-selling, top-rated products like DNA Force Plus, 40% off. So much more. Bodies, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, B12 Ultra 12, Liquid Tincture, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X3. It's all 40% off right now. The summer kickoff super sale is here, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air so we can have great guests like my in-studio guest now, J.J. Carroll. 25 years Border Patrol, is that right?
24, almost 25. Biden came in my last year of my career. Joe Biden came in and I saw the writing on the wall and could not take it.
So was this before he got into office that you left?
No, my last year in the United States Border Patrol was Joe Biden's first year in office. And I saw the writing on the wall. If I'm intellectually honest with you, there's no way that I could have ever anticipated what would come manifestation of his treason after 3.5 years. But I saw it for the first year.
Well, now, are you doing a documentary called What is Treason? Is that what it's called?
Yes, What is Treason? And we're filming this weekend in Texas.
Okay. Because I know you got a documentary coming out. What is Treason? Explain the difference, right? Explain the difference. You're in Border Patrol for multiple decades, but specifically 4 years under Trump, 1 year under Biden.
Well, I'll tell you the difference right away. The greatest border president in the history of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Every other president I worked for under Bill Clinton all the way to Trump, they all used immigration for power and wealth, all of them. Under Donald Trump, let me just give you a data point. At the end of Donald Trump's term in office, in my position as deputy patrol agent in charge, so I had a 30,000-foot view, I knew everything that was happening in 24-hour. So a 24-hour report would come. We would arrest 500 to 600 people a day. That was for the northern border, southern borders, and both coastline.
And when you say arrest, does that mean they still get in?
No.
Okay.
That's the difference between Biden and the Border Patrol. During those days in the Border Patrol, everyone that was arrested was deported. No one was released. I want your audience to understand everything that's happened in the last 3.5 years in the United States Border Patrol. We just celebrated our 100-year anniversary. 96.5 years, we never did any of this because this is against the law. It's against what's in the Immigration Nationality Act. And under Trump, 500, 600 people a day were arrested. That's nothing. It's like a little trickle out of your faucet. The day Biden took office, we went to 6,000. 6,000 in just overnight. And then it has not stopped until present day. We are averaging anywhere from 8,500 to 15,000 arrests a day. We're not talking about the ones that are absconding. Think of that number. 10 to 15,000 a day are crossing with a 97% release rate.
Well, and I've actually said what they do now is they run two Border Patrol. Like, that's actually now the Border Patrol is being used as the last facilitation of the illegal border crossings. They're not getting deported. They might get detained for a minute. They might get a court date, but they're being brought in and then they're getting sent to the NGOs, the charity centers, and then basically they're free to go.
You're absolutely right. They are running to the Border Patrol. They are so stacked up. They're living on the northern side because there's not enough Border Patrol agents to physically detain, rest, and transport them into the United States Border Patrol stations. They're living on our land for days on end. The Border Patrol is doing minimal vetting and then releasing to the NGOs, and their NGOs are releasing them into our streets. It is nothing that they're doing today we ever did in the United States Border Patrol. To release an illegal alien is against the Immigration Nationality Act. It's against the law.
No, it's crazy. They're literally breaking the law. There's no other way to put it. If I sat down at the southern border and somebody gave me $1,000 and then I was spending money to get people in and get them into the country, I'd be arrested. That'd be a crime. But when the government does it, when it's policy, it's like, oh, no, this is a good thing. I was at, when we were doing Border Patrol coverage, and this was in McAllen, we saw this, El Paso, we saw this. We saw this all over the southern border in Texas. The process is they get I mean, quote unquote, arrested, detained for a moment. They go to the border processing facility. They wait there for a little bit and then they go to one of these NGO centers. But basically once they're released from Border Patrol, they're free to go. Now, some of them want to stay at the charity center. That's how they get their food and clothes and get their kid taken care of, whatever they need, diapers, they can get medical care. So a lot of them will stay with the charity groups. A lot of them after that, cause they can't stay there forever. There's a time limit on how long they can stay there. And this is when it gets crazy. Then they get transferred to the hotels. So we would go to a hotel and the whole hotel would be rented for nothing but illegal migrants.
Correct.
Just the whole hotel. And so we'd go there and we'd be filming. There was a famous video where they tried to arrest us for filming at this hotel. The police were like, well, no, just get off the property, whatever. We'll hit you with trespassing. And so, okay, where can I film? They tell me all this. So we're filming. And what we learned was the hotel, even though every room was technically filled with an illegal immigrant, the hotel was actually about 50% filled. So basically they get dropped off the hotel. They're gone. They're out into the country. They're doing God knows what. Maybe they're finding a job. Who knows? The point is they get in, they're gone. Their court date's in 2030. They're never seen or heard from again.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And what's happening, and this is, and I'm glad you brought it up in those terms, because this is a lie that Mayorkas and Biden and his administration is saying. Once we release, me and the Border Patrol release them to the NGOs, the clock starts ticking for their parole and their asylum. They get like 60 days to 6 months to register or present themselves to an immigration judge or an ICE officer. They never do because there's not enough ICE officers. There's not enough anybody. So they don't present themselves. So then they become out of status, which is illegal alien. So you have tens of millions of illegal aliens inside our country because there's
so the asylum thing is a lie.
It's a lie. It's all a lie. Do you understand?
Like the game's over.
The game's over. Asylum, there are almost 4 million asylum cases backlogged. Do you know how many asylum officers there are in the United States of America? 900.
I was going to say 500. Yep, okay. 900. So less than 1,000.
So it's never going to happen. So what is the end game? The end game is amnesty. So if Joe Biden wins or he steals the election, that brain dead man will, you'll hear the chorus of amnesty from the rhinos.
Well, Chuck Schumer just said it.
Yes, he said it.
He literally said it.
But Lindsey Graham's going to jump on board. He's never met an amnesty he didn't like. So you're
Lindsey Grahamnesty?
Yes. So you're going to have an amnesty. Now, I wanted to make this clear to your audience. We're not talking 20 million, 30 million. It is now indisputable that there are 45 million illegal aliens in our country. Almost 1 in 6 residents in the United States of America is an illegal alien. Out of those 45 million, Almost 30 million of them have come across under Joe Biden's time.
It's stunning because there's all kinds of different ways to measure things. Sometimes when you present a stat, it hits harder. That's one in six is an illegal alien.
That is living in the United States of America right now, almost one in six.
I remember when they did the census, this would have been, I think this was the 2014 or 2012 census. I can't remember. I knew a couple census workers and they were stunned because when you're a non-citizen living here illegally, obviously you don't want the census guy to come to your house, right? But you know, it's their job. They go a couple times and eventually they realize, oh, okay, the people living in this house are not here legally. That's why they're not answering the door. Sometimes they will come to the door and talk to you because a census bureau worker, it doesn't have any arrest power or anything. They're just getting data. And so they just be like, oh yeah, I'm a non-citizen. And so talking to these census workers, it was like, whoa, like they didn't even realize, like, this is the neighborhood I live in. I didn't realize there were all these non-citizens in my neighborhood. Who would have ever thought it? And when we looked at the numbers, this was another way to get the shock value. In the 3 years under Biden, more illegal immigrants crossed in 3 years under Joe Biden than the previous 10 years combined. And in fact, it's almost double than the previous 10 years combined. I mean, how that isn't alarm raising and they can sit here and say the border's secure. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
It is. Well, it's Twilight Zone because they lied to us and they tell the lie enough that people believe it. Who's stopping them? What Republican besides Marjorie Taylor Greene and maybe Chip Roy, who's stopping them? No one. You have right now 80% of the southern border is unmanned, meaning over 1,600 miles of the 2,000 southern border, there's not a single Border Patrol agent patrolling. That has never happened. Never. Every northern checkpoint is closed. Why? You have to ask yourself, why would your government do this to us? Is it bad policy? Is it stupidity? Is it incompetence? No. At the very beginning of this, Owen, at the very beginning, they had to have meetings at the highest level of government and had to make very strong decisions on how are we going to open the border? How are we going to move millions of people?
How are we going to entice them?
How are we going to entice them? How are we going to physically move 30 million people from the border into the interior of Mexico? Do you understand how big that is to be able to move that? And let me just make this point to just make sure I drive it home that Mayorkas is the tip of the spear. Chief Scott, who is the chief under Trump and then got pushed out under Biden, they asked him under congressional oath, what was your first meeting with Mayorkas like? And I'm almost going to quote Chief Scott. He said, I met Mayorkas and Mayorkas said, I want you to open up every pathway possible to allow in as many people as possible. That's treason. Mayorkas is responsible for the security of our homeland, the sovereignty of our nation. He just directed the main law enforcement officer on the border to bring in as many people as possible. That's 180 degrees to the oath that he swore.
Well, it's like, what is even the purpose?
The purpose is to fundamentally transform America. We don't have to guess. We just have to listen. We have to actively listen to what they say.
But how does he present that with purpose? Does he even have to? Is he just says, no, just do it?
He just says, do it. And that's when you want to talk about how they're doing this, they do it within the constructs of DHS. They bastardize all of the policy, like parole, for example. When you say something, okay, I'm giving someone parole, you think of state and local government, I mean state and local law enforcement. I'm going to release you. You'll do drug testing. You'll do whatever. If you stay clean and get a job, you won't have to serve the rest of your prison term. Federal immigration parole is not that. That is when I, as a Border Patrol agent, make a huge narcotic arrest and I need to bring in a material witness from a foreign nation. I will parole that individual in. It is so tightly scrutinized. It's a case-by-case basis. I can't remember doing more than five of those in my whole career. That's how rare it is. Now they've taken parole, made it a different definition that's illegal, and have brought in millions of people under parole. It doesn't even mean that what
So it used to be like pulling hairs. Now it's just it's a freebie.
Yes, the people that we would parole in were material witness or somebody in a foreign country that needed to see a medical specialist in America or someone died and you wanted to come into their funeral. I would bring them in, but I would actually watch them leave. It was all documented. It was very tight. And it was done by the hundreds, maybe 1,000 or 2 a year. We're at millions. That's not what it was made for. Asylum is not what it made for. Alejandro Mayorkas is the tip of the spear. And as I write in my book, and I will not bend a knee or stop saying this, he is a traitor to our nation.
So you got a book coming out. You got a documentary coming out. JJ Carroll is our guest. 2 decades plus as a Border Patrol agent and leaves, how many others have left?
We are in an epidemic of people leaving. We are at the height of my career. We're at 21,000 Border Patrol agents. We are now under 15,000. Under 15,000 and dropping because they can't even hire people. They, you know, they have bonuses out, hiring bonuses up to $35,000, and they can't get people to join because no one wants to do this job. Why would you want to join law enforcement and you become a smuggler? All of the Border Patrol agents are leaving. We have a suicide.
Oh, morale has to be just.
Oh, it doesn't exist. As I'm doing this documentary, I talk to agents and ICE officers. They tell me, they use a term that I didn't even think of. They said, we're just numb. We don't feel anything. We come to work. We don't even talk to each other hardly. We just go, okay, this is what I got to do. I got to process and I go home. And then they're counting the days. So you are seeing a mass retirement stage come through. And that's what's happening. And you can't hire people. We are going to fall below 14,000 shortly. You have less than 2,000 agents on the northern border. The northern border is completely wide open.
Yeah.
You have about, I guess, 13,000 agents on the southern border, but they're all processing, detaining, and then driving these illegal aliens to their final destination. We're putting them on planes at taxpayer money.
Unmarked planes in the middle of the night.
I'm glad you brought that up because CIS.org under Todd Bensman did a FOIA and then in June, they had to admit, Mayorkas had to admit, yes, we have flown 300,000 people into America illegally, and we did not count them. 2-3 months later, they got FOIA'd again by CIS.org, and they came out, this is shocking, and no one even called them on it. Mayorkas said, well, yeah, we didn't stop doing that. Now the number's 400,000. No, they're illegal aliens. Our government is going into foreign nations, extracting people from their nations and bringing them into the United States of America in the dark of night illegally. And my sources and the people that I know says that number is so absurd. The real number is closer to 2 million. 2 million that they have flown in just on Swift Air alone. If you just look it up and do some just Google on Swift Air, about 1.4 million just on one airline.
Well, when we went to the, because it's a tiny little airport just outside of McAllen, and maybe you've been there, you're probably familiar with it. We went there because we were just kind of following the path, right? Just following, here's where they go, here's where they go, here's where they go. And eventually a lot of them end up at the airport. And so eventually we kind of honed in on that. We'd get in there, record. I mean, majority of that air traffic was non-citizens. Huh. Majority. And it's easy to tell because you can see they're either fumbling through their envelope that they get. They don't speak English, so they have directions in English. They have somebody there kind of coaching them through. Maybe they're confused and disoriented. You can just tell they're a foreigner. I mean, you could tell. Majority of the foot traffic there were non-citizens. And then you find out that's just what they're flying on commercial, mm-hmm. right? That's not even like that footage that we were just having on screen. Because we'll just go down there and every once in a while you'll find a Border Patrol agent that's willing to talk to you, obviously off record, because, you know, they're kind of, they get scrutinized too. And they'll be like, hey, you know, if you go to this airport at this time, you probably won't see this, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. And so we're like, oh, okay, we get the hint. Sat up at the airport. Sure enough, unmarked planes land, bus pulls up, illegal immigrants get on by the hundreds. So it's stunning to think that we're using commercial air. We're using unmarked airlines to help smuggle them in. I mean, that's what it is. They're smuggling them in.
They are, and we go full circle back to the question, why would your government do that in the dark of night and bring in close to 30 million people illegally in 4 years? Why? I want an answer. Someone has to answer that. Why is it so important for you to bring in? Because they're replacing us. We just came back from Chicago and filming in Chicago. There will be a race war this summer between black, inner city black residents and Venezuelans, because they have, for whatever reason, dumped vast majority, thousands, tens of thousands of military age men from Venezuela into their community.
Well, okay, I hear this, and I just know a little bit about Chicago. I grew up in St. Louis, visited Chicago a lot, have friends there. I hear that, and I think gang warfare. Because they obviously brought in the Venezuelan gangs.
Yes.
They emptied the Venezuelan prisons. They obviously brought in the Venezuelan gangs. And then, I mean, you got crime in Chicago. There's, you know, 20 shootings a weekend. So, I mean, I hear that and I hear the Chicago gangs, traffickers, whatever, trying to claim their territory as the Venezuelans are in there. It's like maybe they're trying to take the territory. I mean, what, how do you even view that?
Well, that I had interviews all for two days straight from black mega pastors, like very, very highly intelligent, residents of the community of O Block, the most notorious, crime ridden neighborhood, all the way down to soup kitchen chefs and gang members, people that have been out of prison. I interviewed across the spectrum.
This is all in your documentary?
It's all going to be in my documentary. And I just sat there and I didn't lead anybody. I just said, okay, what's going on? And they all said to a man and a woman, we are being replaced. And then I said, okay, well, what's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen? They said, we're going to go to war. Not my words, theirs. We're going to go to war. And I said, okay, well, hold on. War is a big thing. Tell me what war means to you. And they all said, war means that we're going to do whatever we got to do to save our community. And I'm not talking about just gangsters. I'm just talking about people living there. We're going to war. That's their words. And they also said, do you think that we're not armed? Do you think we're going to sit back and allow Venezuelans to come in and just take over? They're taking over their neighborhoods. Why? Because landlords want to rent to them because the city of Chicago is tied $9,000 rent assistance to illegal aliens.
So it's like the same thing they do at the hotels. You go to these hotels in McAllen or at the southern border in these cities, the Rio Grande Valley. Oh, the hotel owners, they love it. Yes. They don't have to worry about getting rooms booked. No. They don't have to worry about vacancies. They booked the whole thing paid for by the Biden administration to fill it with illegal immigrants.
Well, you look at New York City. New York City, 50% of New York City's hotels are assigned to illegal aliens. 50%. Just saw an article yesterday.
The nicest, we're talking about 5-star hotels.
Row Hotel is a 3 and it was a quasi 4-star hotel. And yes, 5-star hotels, and they're destroyed. Row Hotel. Yeah. Think about this.
Yeah. A historical, it's like a historical monument.
Yeah. But you think of, let's break it down to just food. Just so you have an idea how crazy this is. One illegal alien in New York City costs about $100 a day to feed. There are illegal aliens living in there in those hotels for over a year. You just spent $36,000 to feed one person.
Well, we crunched, we actually did all that math, and I hate math, and I even did it on the air, and we got to a number of guys. Do you remember what it was? I believe it was like $190 million annually in New York City alone for non-citizens, for illegal aliens. Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions, because you are, well, now New York State is now going to be a $12 billion deficit. New York City is running around $3 to $4 billion. Chicago has already pumped in $3 billion into Chicago and have left their residents destitute. I mean, you go down to South Side Chicago, West Side of Chicago. It's not America, man. That, I don't know what it is, but that's not America. Every home is shuttered. The business, there's no businesses. Whatever businesses there are, they're next to 3, 4, 5 shuttered businesses. There's hopelessness, despair. We can have an argument or a discussion about, are we using our funds, our money, taxpayer money, to help inner cities or help homelessness or whatever. We can have a very intellectually honest conversation. But you and I cannot have a discussion about what's more important, illegal aliens or our native brothers and sisters. We have to take care of them first. Then once we get out of $100 trillion in debt, then we can bring in other people at our request. We bring in 1.2 million people legally. Why is that not enough? Why are we America last? It's because they're replacing us. 1 in 6. And then when you go deeper and you understand the chain migration and what Mayorkas has done to that, and he has bastardized that whole policy, it will shock you to the core.
Well, it's one thing to bring in doctors and engineers and entrepreneurs. It's a whole other thing to bring in a welfare state. And that's the big difference, is what they're doing. They're bringing in a permanent welfare class. And it's this expectation that everything's going to be taken care of. And I have this argument a lot, because I'm not somebody, I don't like government money going to anything. Like, I'm like a government minimalist. I don't want to see $100 billion for any, given to anybody. But it's like, if I'm given the option, are you going to give $100 billion to Ukraine or $100 billion to illegal aliens or $100 billion of reparations for black people? Well, I wouldn't want any of it. But if I had to choose, yeah, give it to the Americans. Like, every damn time, give it to the Americans. And I think that, you know, that's the kind of logic when you talk about Chicago as one example. That's the kind of logic. You go into the black community in these cities and they simply see it. Hey, the Democrats have been saying they're fighting for me all these years. They just replaced me with 10,000 people from a foreign country.
And that has become that's the rally cry. I would ask people, as I got done interviewing, I would say, okay, What you said that they have lost. I want you to know, tell me, are you voting for Trump? They don't whisper. They yell.
Yep.
Trump.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere now. All right, we're about to take a break. JJ Carroll in studio. We got a couple of veterans on the line. We'll probably take a couple more calls as well. The InfoWars War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
JJ Carroll in studio. The website, thisistreason.com. And that's where you can find the documentary that he's working on. And if you go there and pre-order it, that will help fund all the work he's doing. He was just giving me some of the insights behind the scenes with all the work he's doing. And this story is so expansive that you really do have to travel the entire nation to encapsulate the full body of this story. So What Is Treason is the website. And then where can people follow you as well, besides just the website?
On X, JG Carroll 14 on X. And my partner, Ryan Matta, is constantly putting out videos. And you go to our website, thisistreason.com, pre-order. And then we upload videos every time we get done going. I call it a leg of this journey. He posts multiple videos so you can follow us along on our journey as we're going.
Ryan is in here. What's your account? Ryan Matta Media. And I don't know if it was JJ's account or if it was Ryan's account. I actually got a great guest on because you interviewed Latasha Fields.
Yes.
She was fantastic. And because I follow you, I saw her and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get her on the show. She was great.
Both those women that we spoke to was just,
she's Chicago too, right?
Chicago, GOP precinct, one of the precinct leaders and just man, she, her data that she told me, I was jarred. I couldn't believe it. Usually I think I'm very up to date on information and data. I didn't know what she knew and it was shocking.
What about the schools? Cause I had her on to talk about, you know, she's kind of the big in homeschooling and school yes. choice and that stuff. What about schools being shut down and filled with non-citizens, illegal alien children? We documented some of that when we were traveling.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that's what jarred me. She says right now in Chicago school system, they have 330,000 students. And she said to me, how many do you think are illegal aliens? And I was like, 15%. She goes, try 48%. 48%. So now we have multiple English as a second language, multiple languages that takes hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year out of your budget. And she said what was the most saddening is she said, our black students do worse than illegal aliens. And I said, well, how's that possible? Well, because they get more funding and they get more resources than our children. That is what replacement looks like. That is what the tentacles of illegal immigration does. It touches every fabric of society, education, hospitals, social benefits.
The VA.
VA, yeah. You want to talk about that? They use VA money and funds and resources and technology to medicate illegal aliens over our veterans.
It's crazy. They don't even hide it either. That was mainstream news. In fact, we got a veteran on the air right now, James, an Air Force veteran in Indiana. He wanted to talk about the VA. So let's go ahead and bring James on now. James, thank you for holding. All right, we're talking about the VA. Go ahead, James.
Oh, I'm on it, Owen. If the crew can pull up an article from the Kokomo, Indiana paper, it's called Where is the Secretary of the VA? From past reports of the VA turning vets into drug addicts to the current debacle of failing a veteran that committed suicide in Indiana, I blame the VA for fueling the 22 veteran suicides a day. I'm requesting the Secretary of the VA to be present at the next VA Northern Indiana Town Hall. It is a national disgrace. They are murdering our veterans.
You know, we mentioned this earlier. Imagine you're already kind of a low morale veteran for whatever reason, many reasons. And then you find out you're waiting for medical care. You think you're about to get it. And then you're told, no, wait, you're in the back of the line. We're diverting funds to an illegal alien.
Well, I'll tell you what's crazier, Owen, is because of all the failures, I got out of the VA system. My wife had me go into private care. And I thought it was normal to see a doctor once a year. And I told my new doctor after I got out of the VA, I said, all right, I'll see you in a year. So we do it at the VA. She's like, what are you talking about? I'll lose my prescribing license. What the VA is doing is they're putting a lot of these veterans on these dangerous drugs that cause suicide. And they're not getting regular appointments, so they're being forgotten. I mean, this is worse than the waitlist scandal. And since I've made these disclosures to Congress, senators, and I've been on your show, it's crazy. My medical care is being interfered with. My mail is being altered. There's just been all kinds of nonsense going on, and I've done absolutely nothing wrong.
I'll tell you what, James, and thank you for holding. I'm sorry we had to hold, and thank you for calling. And I was going to ask you if you've dealt with any interference, JJ, but I guess the next question I would ask, what are we missing, okay? Is there something we're missing? They're replacing them in the schools. They're replacing them in the homeless shelters. They're replacing them at the VA, the hospitals. Is there anything we're missing?
Yes, you're missing the real how they're going to replace you. And the way they're going to replace you is they brought in $45 million, $50 million by the end of Joe Biden's term. So it's a rough number.
That's an insane number. I mean, we're thinking maybe 10, 15. You're telling me it's 40?
It was already determined through a Yale MIT study in 2019 that they ran an algorithm a million times, and it came to a 22 million was the median. So everyone agreed, okay, it's 22 million. That was in 2019. I'm telling you, 30 million people will have come into the United States of America in 4 years under Joe Biden. So that number will eclipse or right at 50 million. 50 million illegal aliens. Now, that is a shocking number to get your mind wrapped around. But when you understand what Mayorkas just did through the USCIS, United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, they have taken parole, temporary protective status, DD, and then anyone under asylum, and they are illegal aliens per status. They changed all that and said you are legal resident. They made them all legal residents. Why is that important? Because only legal residents and U.S. citizens can sponsor and bring in family members. But when you're a U.S. citizen or a legal resident, you have to fill out a form, an I-134 Declaration of Financial Support. And you have to prove that I'm going to bring my brother in from India. I have all the resources, just like getting a mortgage. Here's my financials. I can take him in and take care of him. Well, how does an illegal alien live in a hotel in the Comfort Inn in Boston that has no job, no money, no checking account? How's he supporting somebody? Well, guess what the federal government just decided? You don't have to turn in that form. The NGOs will become your financial backstop. So instead of saving to bring in my brother, now I have the NGOs which receiving hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer money, now tells a guy from Yemen or Sudan, hey, we have enough money, you can bring in all 10 of your family.
And we got room at the hotel.
We have room at the hotel, and we will be your financial backstop. Now, I can't stand Mayorkas. I hate the left. I think they're destroying America on purpose. But if I'm honest, I have to applaud them. I didn't even think that they would go this low, and they did. They're determined, they're strategic, and they're intentional, and they're winning. They're winning. 50 million. And let's say that they
Won't even impeach Mayorkas.
No, no. Who's going to do it? They did it by one vote. Who's going to do it? The little impotent guy, Johnson, Speaker Johnson? Come on. He's afraid of his own shadow. Somebody has dirt on him. He's not impeaching Mayorkas goes in front of me, laughs at him. They call him all these vile names, and then he just goes, he almost shrugs his shoulders like, hey, I have a country to destroy. Can I leave now? And they're like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess we're not serious.
No, and they're not serious. Who's leading us? Jim Jordan? What has Jim Jordan done? He's a Trey Gowdy. He's in the line of Trey Gowdy, Paul Ryan, McCarthy, all those guys. They're all nothings. They do nothing. The only person that has any courage in that whole place is Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's it.
For real. I mean, she's definitely the most outspoken, sticks her neck out the most. It's a small fraction of, I think, true patriots that we have in there that are willing to do something. It's not enough, obviously. I mean, if you can't even get Mayorkas out of there, I mean, this is over the top. You could have so many whistleblowers from Border Patrol come forward. We've had them on this show. The child trafficking that goes on, too. I mean, we haven't even gotten into that angle.
I mean, you want to talk about something that is immoral, evil, and devious? Over 600,000 unaccompanied alien children called UACs from infants to 17 years old have been brought into the United States, released into America, and Health and Human Services and Office of Refugee Resettlement, who are tasked with their safety, have no idea where they're at. They have no idea where 600,000 children are. They're being labor trafficked and sex trafficked. Sex trafficked in a nation that is the number one consumer of child pornography. Connect the dots, people. Connect the dots. Because we are our government. The United States government is the largest child sex trafficking organization in the history of modern civilization.
And it's sad because I mean, I would say every Border Patrol agent I've met has been a good person. So it's hard to say it, but it's just true. It's the Border Patrol facilitating this. And that's why you left. Because you didn't want to be a part of it. I mean, it's that sorted. All right, we got one more segment left. Don't go anywhere. JJ Carroll in studio. What is treason.com to find the documentary?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your
cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment of the month for the InfoWars War Room. Crazy to think it's about to be June, but InfoWars will not be off air because Alex Jones is coming back in studio. He's going to have breaking news at 7 o'clock Central, and I believe he'll be live streaming that on X as well, at Real Alex Jones. You can go to band.video on the Alex Jones page, or you can go to InfoWars.com, and we'll have it red linked right there. I don't actually know what the breaking news is, but it might be, let's just say it might be a major legal update on the status of InfoWars. But that's really all I can say at this point. But Alex will be live in just over an hour. We'll have the link up at InfoWars.com. Of course, everything we do here is sponsored by you, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're appreciative of that. All right. In the break, I'm talking some crazy stuff here with JJ Carroll, my guest in studio, whatistreason.com. I mean, I don't want to give too many spoilers out here. You were just telling me how you interviewed somebody for the documentary I can't even believe it. The size of the checks that they're cutting to these NGOs, I mean, this is like Monopoly money. That's like me reaching into the Monopoly money bank and just pulling out all the 500s and throwing them down on the table. I mean, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think it's very important because the NGOs, as this gentleman I spoke to in DHS, was actually the man that would cut the checks. He would electronically fund transfer the monies to the NGOs. And he told me, let me just talk about Jewish Family Services. I said, okay. I said, well, what's the largest check you cut? He goes, the largest check I wrote was for $600 million. And I was like, 600, hold on a second. For like 2 or 3 years or the end of Joe Biden's term, he laughed at me. He said, no, try 2 or 3 months. And I was like, okay, hold on a second. So do you follow that money? Like you're the guy, you're the accountant kind of guy that follows and tracks it. He goes, no. He goes, we are in an emergency crisis mode because the federal government has destroyed our border and we need the NGOs to move these people. And he says where it gets even crazier is underneath Jewish Family Services, same thing with Catholic Charities and Lutheran Family Services and on and on and on. He says you'll have 50 to 100 subcontractors, if you will, small mom and pops. And then the mom and pops will start hitting us saying, yeah, we're under Jewish Family Services. I need $2 million for diapers. I need $5 million for COVID tests, whatever. And then I'm just cutting checks to them as fast as I can. He says,
so it's just the big piggy bank. It's the big pot.
It's the big pot. So I'm just cutting checks.
And then, oh, you know, you never know. Well, guess what? It's $20 a diaper now.
Well, yes. And then he said, the crazy thing is when I cut that check to the subcontractor X, he goes, the actual bank account is the one I sent the $600 million to. So they're using the
It's the same account.
Same account. They're laundering money.
So it's just a bunch of shell companies.
That's it. That's all that's happening. You're being fleeced. America, you have been fleeced. And you want to talk about how much things cost? This is crazy. This is even crazier. He said, do you know how much it cost us to administer a COVID test?
Probably like $100 or something.
Try 2,000.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean.
2,000 a test.
Of course. What am I thinking?
And then he said, now listen to how
it's like, I can go to Walgreens. They're like $8 at Walgreens for one of those stupid tests. $2,000 when the government's involved.
Yep. And he said, listen how they do it. So the NGOs will administer a test in San Diego. They cross in San Diego. They go to a hotel. They stay there for 2 weeks. We administer a test there. And then I fly them to New York City. But now I need to move those from New York City to Maine because I need space. Well, they'll test them again because why not? It's $2,000.
Oh, but see, now you have the mandate too and you got to mandate the test. So,
$2,000 a shot for COVID. So just do the math, people.
This is so insane. And I remember because I was talking about this to you in the break when I was really looking into the funding for Planned Parenthood and I realized, well, the Democrats love Planned Parenthood. They launder money through it. And then there were some other things I went into. There was a great reporter at the time. He was with the Daily Caller. I don't know where he is now. His name is Andrew Kerr. And he was digging into the other side of it where you have all these different Democrat groups in Washington, D.C. And they have, like you said, they'll have 10 different names. But when you go and look at the records, because this has to be public when you're talking about political funding, when you go and look at the records, it all goes to the same account.
Yes.
And then what they do is, if they do have these different accounts and these different names and these different groups is, their service fee is 15%. So they just say, okay, well, I got this 10, let's say I get $10 million and now I'm sending it over here for, like you said, maybe diapers or something. Well, then they get a 10% or a 15% service fee and then they're going to go over here because they need this service and then they're going to another, and they just skim off the top. Yep. And eventually they make $1 million and then, you know, 100,000 goes to a Democrat group.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And you talk about the shell companies and moving money. I want your audience to understand, nobody's vetting these NGOs.
No oversight.
We have no oversight. You have child detention camps that have 5,000 children in. No one's allowed in them. Congressmen can't get inside those buildings.
That's right.
Do you know how many?
The media, we can't get in. They block you out. They have a stronger border at these facilities than we have at our southern border.
Isn't that irony at its height, as peak?
It epitomizes the clown nature of the entire thing.
It is, and when you start digging into sexual assaults and rapes within DHS custody, I am for certain that you have major sexual crimes happening within those detention centers, and no one's saying a word. We have no idea who works in there. No one's vetted. If you have a daycare in your local community, they're heavily regulated. No one's regulating 5,000 children in a detention facility, and they're shipping them off.
Well, and they're so desperate. And that's their excuse is, well, we just have to get them in.
Yeah.
We don't have the time. We got 5,000 kids. We need a babysitter.
Yeah. But if you look at correction numbers, I talked to all my correction friends, it's like 1 in 9, 1 in 10 officer to inmate. Who's feeding these kids? You have 5,000 kids in there. You might have 500 babies. You need 500 people to care for 500 babies. They're not self-sufficient. They can't go to the bathroom or get water. You have toddlers. I would bet if you go in there,
it would
be a house of horrors, a house of horrors.
Well, I want to go back to this. I mean, this is some of the stuff that I didn't even get into. Illegal aliens secretly surveilling U.S. Special Forces operations on American soil. This is going on at Fort Liberty. Military base locked down after smuggler and illegals crash gates and escape. That's not even the Quantico story. That's a different one at Laughlin Air Force Base. Syrian men caught at border as feds reveal 52,000 special interest aliens have entered U.S. since October. So we haven't even gotten into like the potential military aspect of this or potential sleeper cells coming in, all the special interest illegal immigrants, all the people on known watch lists and terror lists. I mean, we haven't even gotten into that, and there's no way I can even do it in the last 3 minutes. I'm sure it's in your documentary, whatistreason.com. But I want to go back to this issue because I'm just mind blown by this. A $600 million check is cut, and they say that this is for a month worth of services or less, and they really do find a way to spend all that money.
Well, yes, because I say, okay, well, what are they spending on? They go, well, they're buying brand new buses. They're buying brand new vans. So these nonprofits.
So the people making the vans and buses, they're making out like bandits?
Everyone. And then here's the kicker. So you have $600 million for about 2 or 3 months, and I say, okay, are other people cutting checks to Catholic Charities the same size and Lutheran Family Services? And he goes, oh yeah, this is happening all the time. 600 million to Jewish Family Services, but Catholic Charities is getting 600 million. By the time Joe Biden, this is their numbers, by the time Joe Biden's term ends, the low end of cost of illegal immigration in his term will be $700 billion. No. And everyone believes that's in the business, believe it's closer or has surpassed $1 trillion. That's with a T. $1 trillion.
I think it's very realistic.
Oh.
I mean, even if you want to have an event and you have to make a tent, like let's say the size of maybe like to have a football field or something. I mean, even just to build that for a weekend is $1 million. And they have these permanent deals set up in New York, in Texas, in California, permanently at $1 million a weekend. So you can imagine how much they're paying just for these quote unquote temporary setups.
Well, think of just giving people enough water to survive, 2,000 people, 3,000 people like in Camp Randall in New York City. I need about 18,000 bottles of water. 18,000 bottles of water. I'm not even talking about food.
So the water companies are making, I mean, everybody's making out like a bandit.
It is at the cost. We the taxpayer, are paying for our own demise.
And you can surcharge it 500%.
Who's checking? No one. I've already dug into that. No one is accounting. There's no accountability for anything. And the federal government doesn't care because Mayorkas and them have created this and they don't care because the end game is to destroy America. I believe that in the depth of my soul.
And follow the money is always the story here because it's like, well, hey, why did Lionel Messi, the best soccer player in the world, why did he sign a half a billion dollar contract? Because he sells jerseys, he gets TV ratings, he fills the stands. Hey, well, why did Joe Biden sign $500 million check for illegal immigrants? Because they sell buses, because they build setups, because they sell... I mean, it's a whole racket.
And they vote.
And boy, would they like them to vote. No doubt about that. All right, J.J. Carroll, thank you so much for your time. Again, folks, the documentary being made right now, whatistreason.com. Support him there. That helps fund his trip. This is a nationwide trip to cover it all. Alex Jones coming up in 1 hour with big breaking news. Maybe it's some Trump news. Maybe it's about the future of InfoWars. I really don't know, but he wants me to tell you. Tune in an hour, InfoWars.com and at Real Alex Jones on X.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.